Welcome to Words from the Brothers, a podcast by the Sermons of the Word. Here we share scripture meditations, teaching, and reflections on our life and call as a brotherhood.
Our meditation passage for today begins with Hebrews chapter 12, starting at verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as sons and daughters? My child, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves, and chastises every son and daughter whom he receives. It is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as children. For what child is there whom the father does not discipline? This passage begins painting a vivid scene. Quote, "We are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses." The image that we began looking at yesterday is of us running a race. But today we realize this is not a race that we're off on our own at some obscure part in the course, but a race where we're surrounded by spectators, this cloud of witnesses who are rooting for us. And in this passage, those people are heroes of the faith, those who have gone before us, those who have run their race already, and they have faced trials. They know the race that we're in, and they're urging you on. They're cheering you on from the stands. It's this scene where the writer instructs us to, quote, lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. Let's pause here. What is it that's weighing you down in your race right now? Maybe it's a worry or a habit or a fear. I want you to picture yourself setting it down, letting it fall away. Feel the lightness that comes when you've been carrying a heavy burden and all of a sudden it's off of you, and yet you're still moving forward. What does that feel like? That's the feeling that Christ wants to remind us of. Now we're better able to run with endurance the race that is set before us when we're unencumbered by sin and failing and by our own weaknesses. As we looked at yesterday, the race of faith is not a sprint, but rather a long-distance race. All races need to be run considering the finish line, regardless of how long they are. And verse 2 continues, "Look to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith." Jesus isn't just the goal, he's also the companion. Christ has both run this race, he's endured the cross, he's despised its shame, he's sitting in victory, but he's also with you now. Consider Jesus and the race that he ran, that he knows what it's like, this part of the course on this race, and he knows the discomfort that you're facing. He knows the suffering that you're facing right now on this course, and he's with you. Verse 5 then pivots to the other main theme of this passage, quote, "My son and daughter, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor be wary when reproved by him." Discipline is different than punishment. Discipline in many ways can be seen as the proof of love. If a track coach disciplines his team, it's because he wants them to do well, to be victorious. Likewise, verse 6 reminds us, "For the Lord disciplines the one whom he loves." For us, let's think of a time where life felt hard, a struggle that we're facing. This could be God's hand training you, refining you. Consider that. Discipline isn't easy, but it's also not random. Our God is a father who disciplines us as a coach so we can become stronger and ultimately victorious. Consider this, your father loves you too much to leave you just as you are, with your current strength, but he rather wants to discipline you so that where you're weak, his love is perfected. Verse 7 summarizes this point. Quote, it is for discipline that you have to endure. God is treating you as a son and daughter. You are not an orphan. You've not been abandoned to just the chaos of this world and our lives. You're rather a child who's being held in the hardship. So what challenges are you facing today? Speak those to him. Allow him to show you his purpose in it. He's not just looking to break you, but he's looking to build you up so that you can run with the joy set before him, just as his joy was found in you. Amen.
Words from the Brothers was produced by the Servants of the Word, the International Ecumenical Brotherhood of the Sword of the Spirit. For more content like this, visit us at servantsoftheword.org.